Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, good Tuesday afternoon, everybody. Nice to have you with us all across the DMV on the Team 980, on the AM dial, and the Always Live and Free Odyssey app. Mad Max was just in here. We were talking about colonoscopies. Very crappy conversation. And AMAC is back with us on the other side of the glass, wearing his fancy schmancy glasses, looking like $1 million, kind of like George Kittle, who just signed for $76 million with the 49ers. Whew. Okay, let's take a deep breath. Let's get rocking and rolling on this Tuesday afternoon. We'll take you up till 4 o'clock in the nation's capital and beyond. So yesterday, we didn't have a chance to get into really the rest of the draft class, the Shedeur Sanders slide. And we didn't really have all that much opportunity to get into the Caps, the Nats. So we'll do more of that today. But first, I wanted to start off with this. Something we talked about 3 weeks ago. As soon as he was released by the Indianapolis Colts, I tweeted something to the effect of, and I'm trying to find it, but I tweeted something to the effect of Matt Gay, released by the Colts. Oh, here it is. April the 10th. This should absolutely, in big capital letters, be something the Commanders should explore. They still have an issue at kicker. Have mentioned this a few times on the Team 980. That's April the 10th. AMAC, what does that make me? Does that make me brilliant? Does that make me clairvoyant? Does that make me smarter than an average bear?
Or you just got it right.
That's when you're supposed to say, Chris, Rooster, you're a genius.
Keep waiting.
Thanks, AMAC. Appreciate it. Thanks for supporting your guy here. Matt Gay. Coming to Washington, baby. Now, listen. Did I expect it to play out this way? No. I didn't expect them to cut Zane Gonzalez. I thought they would have competition for Zane Gonzalez. But when you're paying a guy a one-year, four-plus million-dollar deal, as they chose to do with Gay, and a guy who has had a lot of success in his career, certainly fell on some tough times last year, so they've got to get it right, and it took a couple of weeks to hammer this out, I guess I can understand how they're like, you know what, let's just do the one kicker thing. We're paying him a lot of money. We're guaranteeing. I mean, let's not even have a fraud of a competition. We're paying the guy a lot of money. They tried to do this with Brandon McManus last year. It didn't work for off-field reasons. They played musical chairs between, the kicker, I forgot his name, that Cade York And another kicker that hadn't kicked in the NFL, and that lasted 1 week. And they cut Cade York and signed Austin Seibert, and that seemed to work for a couple of weeks. And then Seibert got hurt, and he never really came back. And when he came back, he wasn't the same, and now he's not coming back. So now they went out, or then they went out and signed Zane Gonzalez, and then Zane Gonzalez got hurt, and he came back, and then he doinked one off the inside of the field goal post in Tampa, nearly causing them to lose or to not win that game, I should say. I mean, there was nothing more clear than the Commanders needed an upgrade at place kicker. And I understand a lot of people don't care about kicker the way I do. I think kicker is one of the most important positions in the game. Way too many games are won and lost on the right leg, or I guess occasionally on the left leg, of a kicker. Way too many games are won and lost. And fans do not, and media do not ever want to admit this, talk about this, and acknowledge this. And it's crazy how many games are influenced, if not decided, by kickers. And what I mean influenced is, you know, you miss a 35-yarder in the second quarter and your team loses by two. Well, I mean, I'm not a dummy. I realize there's other factors at play. But while the rest of you are going to bitch and moan about officiating and about a head coach who somehow didn't motivate his guys enough, nobody wants to look at the damn kicker who missed a 35-yard chip shot in perfect weather, in a dome, on field turf. I do. Nobody else wants to. I couldn't stand the musical chairs for the Commanders last year. I bitched about it all year, and I was right. Some of that was forced. The McManus situation, obviously, they didn't know about when they signed him. And they did make the prudent move to cut him. You don't want to be dealing with that. With anybody. But even a kicker. Then on top of that, again, they bring in Cade York, and as we said when they signed him from Cleveland, he hadn't kicked in like a year and a half in an NFL game. And he had been very spotty when they signed him. But they took a chance on a talented young kicker with a big leg, and it worked out terribly. And they had another dude in here, I don't even remember his name, that had no experience in the NFL. But he had kicked in like the UFL and the USFL and whatever. Disaster. Cade York beat him out. Cade York sucked in the preseason. Cade York sucked in regular season game number one in Tampa, and they cut him. Then, again, they got a little lucky with Austin Seibert. And that seemed to settle things down until he got hurt. And then it was just, again, back and forth and back and forth and forth and back. I, quite honestly, thought they might take a kicker. If they had 7 or 8 picks in the draft this weekend, they might have. They only had 5. So, as we talked about on Saturday with edge pass rushers, there were plenty of those still out on the market. Your Von Millers, your Za'Darius Smiths, others. Hey, Max, laughing about something I said. I don't know what he's cackling about, but maybe it's the Von Miller idea. Is it the Von Miller idea? No.
No, it was something else. Something.
Oh, something else.
Yeah,
okay.
Something else.
Okay. Something got your goat. Okay. I just looked over at the wrong time and I saw you like howling, and I thought it was the idea of adding Von Miller to the Commanders.
I mean. Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a long shot, but hey.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. So anyway, the Commanders, after playing musical chairs at kicker last year, they had, what, 5 total? They didn't do anything in the draft. They didn't do anything in free agency except re-sign Zane Gonzalez to a 1-year deal. They did not bring back Austin Seibert. So I was like, what are they doing? Of course, they've got to have a competition. So when Matt Gay was initially released a couple of weeks ago by the Indianapolis Colts on April the 10th, I said, well, probably bring in Matt Gay for a competition, and he'll win it easily because he's way more talented than Zane Gonzalez, and away we go. But at least you had a competition. Adam Peters, for whatever reason, doesn't really believe in big-time kicker competitions on a 90-man roster. That's his choice. I do. That's his choice. So today, they signed Matt Gay, again, to a one-year, $4-plus million deal, and they cut Zane Gonzalez a month and a half after signing him back on a one-year contract. And unless there's an injury to Matt Gay, or unless he's terrible in the training camp, and even then, he's probably going to stick. But I would rather have Matt Gay and no competition than last year with the musical chairs and then even like Zane Gonzalez or Austin Seibert. No offense to Austin Seibert. And I know Zane Gonzalez, you know, had the ODD or whatever, OCC, whatever it is, OCD. That everybody made a big deal out of. I got it. I would rather have a reliable kicker. Now, is Matt Gay a reliable kicker? Well, his history tells us yes. His most recent history tells us not so sure. So the Colts signed him to a four-year, $22.5 million deal 2 years ago. Right? It was the most lucrative kicker contract given to a kicker. But he only converted 82.1% of his field goals, 64 of 78 overall during the past 2 years, and a 50% success rate, attempts 50 yards or longer, 11 of 22. So 11 misses of the 64 of 78, which is what, 14 misses. So 11 out of 14 misses 50 yards or more. And you say, well, okay, that's understandable. That's fine. That happens. I think that happened a lot more in the older days. In the last 5 to 7 years, maybe a little bit longer than that, 50-yard field goals, especially if they're 50, 51, 52, even 53, have become much, 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 much more commonplace than they used to be. Hell, 57 and 58 and 59-yard attempts are no longer considered crazy by any stretch, right? And we've seen some 60s. So I'm not here to tell you that there's nothing to worry about anymore. Matt Gay's got to figure that out. And when you go from largely playing indoors at Lucas Oil Stadium and on field turf, to playing largely, not exclusively, largely outdoors and anything but field turf, you might have even more to worry about. Maybe he's just lost it. 11 of 22, 50 plus. He's got to get to at least, 75%, right? Or it's not going to work out here. And that overall brings down his accuracy number or his conversion percentage to 82.1% because, again, 11 out of the 14 misses that he had in Indianapolis over the last 2 years were, again, from 50-plus. Again, not telling you there's nothing to worry about. But here's what I can accurately say. There's a lot less to worry about. There's a lot less to worry about. Before signing with Indianapolis, according to Stephen Holder of ESPN, he was 17 of 23 from 50 yards and beyond, 74%, 12 of 15 in his 3 years with the Rams where he won a Super Bowl. So that's good. Now he's 31. He's battled some injuries, a hernia, during the 2024 preseason. Believe it or not, that can obviously have an effect. Timing, rhythm, confidence. You're not feeling great you're dealing with pain, discomfort, soreness, swelling, whatever it is, and it starts to bleep with your head. I would imagine through the agent, through a physical, what have you, I would imagine the Commanders feel very comfortable once this all becomes official, official, official. Now, whether they're right or not, I don't know. But I got to be honest with you, this is a gamble I would have taken. And again, I said it on April 10th. I just thought they might bring Gay in for a competition with Zane Gonzalez. I didn't realize they would sign Matt Gay to the kind of contract that they signed him to today or agreed to and then cut Zane Gonzalez right away. So that was interesting. That part surprised me a little bit, quite honestly. But again, if you're going to pay a guy $4-plus million guaranteed, are you going to have a dog and pony show of a competition? Something to keep in mind. I don't know how you guys feel, but I guess I understand that. And certainly I am not disappointed that they decided that Zane Gonzalez wasn't good enough. No offense to Zane Gonzalez. I'm sure he's a nice guy. He's just not good enough. No offense to Austin Seibert. He just, after the injury last year, couldn't get back on the bike and couldn't solidify himself. Now, listen, again, that doesn't mean the kicking issues, concerns, what have you, are over with. Of course, if he continues along the path that he's been on the last 2 years, you could have issues. But what if Matt Gay comes out and he's 75% from 50 and beyond, which is fine? I mean, of course, you'd ideally like it to be like 80% or 80, low 80s. But if he's 75% from 50 and beyond like he was with the Rams before signing with the Colts, then, and he's accurate on his kickoffs and he makes pretty much everything from 50 and in, or let's just say from, I don't know, 48 and in. I mean, no kicker is going to miss, make every kick. But this is, to me, this is a really, really, really important signing. And this is a good sign and an important signing. Why is it an important signing? I think we just answered that. I think we just illustrated that. Why is it a good sign? Well, I'm going to explain why in just a couple of moments on the other side. 301-230-0980. Listen, I know kickers don't exactly get you all up in a lather, but when I explain the reason why it's a good sign, I think it's going to make more sense, and I think you understand exactly where I'm going. And I think you understand exactly where Adam Peters is going. It's a good sign. I'll tell you why next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This one from 53. Gay has already been good today from 54.
I piped it.
Money.
A couple of kicks from Matt Gay, a 50-plus. That's something he struggled with in Indianapolis. Not something he struggled with really before, although never has been his overwhelming strength, and now he's the new Commanders place kicker, signing a one-year deal. They've released Zane Gonzalez, have the Commanders. And again, this is just something that, you know, I wish more teams, I wish more fans, I wish more media would care about like I do. Quite honestly, I don't get it. I don't understand it. Because kickers decide or have an influence on more games, and I wish I could tangibly prove it just to show you, but I've covered the NFL for, you know, 30 years now. I mean, I've watched thousands of games. And I would say most games are at least, if not decided, influenced by kickers. And that could be extra points. That could be missed chippies. That could be long shots. That could be a lot of things. Could be a lot of things. So, good for the Commanders. And I said, it tells you kind of the right thinking about Adam Peters. I mentioned that during the break, and I said I would try and explain it. Here's what I mean by that. He knew he had a problem. He knew he had an unreliable situation. He knew he had a tentative solution at best. He could have drafted a kicker, a rookie kicker, in the draft. Two problems with that. A, he's a rookie, and a lot of times kickers need seasoning. Two, they only had five picks, as we all know. He could have selected a kicker, but he said, you know what? I've got this other option here. And if not this option, then there'll be another option. And I don't know what list he's got, and I'm not even caring necessarily about the veteran place kickers that are available in addition to Matt Gay, but clearly he circled the name Matt Gay. His staff, Larry Izzo, the special teams coordinator, felt very comfortable. Otherwise, you don't make this kind of commitment, right? And they went out and they got it done 2 days after the draft. And the reason why I'm trying to get at why this is a good thing is not only because it solves a problem on the field, but it tells you the mentality. of, hey, you know what, man? We could have just rode the boat with Zane Gonzalez. He made a game-winning kick for us in Tampa. Yeah, he'll be okay. He'll be all right. We'll get him straight. He'll be fine. He's a nice guy. Or we could go out and truly, truly try and upgrade a very, very important spot. A very important spot. A one-year, $4.35 million guaranteed salary. It's actually 1 year, $5 million, I guess. There's like some incentives and whatever. But $4.35 million guaranteed is not chunk change. Chump change for a kicker. It's not. So this signifies to me, Adam Peters realized, A, he had an issue. B, that they have a mentality of, hey, we want you to be nice guys. We want you to persevere. We want you to have success. But we need to do better. We need to have more insurance. The only thing I would suggest here is they could have had a competition if they really wanted to. But again, when you're paying a guy $4.35 million guaranteed, is there really a competition? Probably not, right? So they just made the decision to... And again, this might not work out, but I guarantee you this is a better decision, a better day, a better move for the Washington Commanders than not making it. And that leads us also into Edge, right? There were two things that I think were talked about most before the draft that the Commanders would probably do. Emphasize edge, pass rusher, and make a trade. I know I talked about it. We all talked about it. Everyone talked about it. Everyone expected it. And then boom. Neither happened. Let me repeat. Neither happened. So when neither happened on Saturday, people were like, left scratching their head. And understandably, and I quipped while I was in the auditorium waiting for Lance Newmark, I said, you know, after the picks were done, I said, just like we all expected, right? Just like we all expected. No edge and no trade. Just like we all had it. They'll get an edge in here very quickly. Maybe it'll take a week. Who knows? There's no chance they're going to camp as currently constituted. I would be stunned by that. Now, again, I was surprised they didn't draft an edge. I was surprised they didn't make a trade over the weekend. What does that tell you about Adam Peters? It tells you pretty clearly that he's a best player available guy. And if they have a guy clearly ahead of the mark, they're going to take that guy instead of trading down. Or that he expects to get, again, fair value and not to be snookered by teams. And yes, you say, well, would you rather have a player, than two seventh round picks or whatever? Sure, but my point being is he could have made trades to go down the board in the first and second round instead of taking Josh Connerly Jr. and Trey Amos. He could have made trades, not necessarily to just pick up extra players in the sixth and seventh round, but to then to use those picks as collateral, if you will, to then move around the board elsewhere, to be aggressive in the fourth round if they saw a player slipping, Jalen Lane, that they had highly regarded, maybe a move up. Picks in the draft don't always necessarily equal players selected. They are trade chips. They are incentive pieces. So while I was surprised that they walked away without an edge and without a trade, the more you think about it, if you trust in Adam Peters, and I don't know why anybody wouldn't, not to say that he's perfect, not to say that he's a saint. He's not a saint. He's a commander. But if you trust in Adam Peters, then you must realize he looked around and said, Josh Connerly is better than what I've been offered. Josh Connerly is better than the 33rd overall pick and an extra third round pick. That's how much we believe in Josh Connerly. Amos is better than an extra fifth round pick to move down a couple of spots. Right? And I appreciate that. Just like I appreciate the fact that he looked at his kicker situation and said, not good enough. Not in any way, shape, or form. And probably had a difficult conversation that he had to have with Zane Gonzalez, who's probably like, man, I didn't even get a chance. Like, really? You signed me to a one-year contract. You kept me off the market from other teams, and now you're cutting me at the end of April before we even been back out on the field? Probably not an easy conversation to have. Probably not easy, but it's the right conversation to have. It's the right move to make. Just like, ultimately, holding at 29 and 61 and elsewhere, and maybe, and we'll find out, maybe, when they sign a Za'Darius Smith or a Von Miller or somebody else, maybe it was the right move not to draft an edge player, even though there were so many players at that particular position. All right, let's do a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980. We'll get back to some more NFL draft. And everything in between, we'll keep it going. I got lots of news. We got Shedeur Sanders, which we got to get to. We got to get to the rest of the draft class and everything in between. Right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. If you want to hop in, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. All right, let's start you off with NFL news. We mentioned George Kittle earlier. Well, he is taking it to the bank. A $76.4 million four-year extension with the San Francisco 49ers after missing the early portion of the offseason program, he reported towards the end of last week. Meanwhile, there's a lot of speculation going around about Jaire Alexander, oft injured but talented corner with the Packers. Apparently, there's still a chance that he could stay with the Packers in 2025. But all options are on the table. According to ESPN, he has been a two-time All-Pro in the past, but again, has missed plenty of games because of injury and as well a suspension. So we'll see what happens with that. Meanwhile, yesterday afternoon after we got off the air, how about this? The Cleveland Browns, which are already an absolute show, and that's the nicest way you could say it, signed Diontae Johnson to a one-year deal. Remember Diontae Johnson? Long with Pittsburgh, then with Carolina, then with Baltimore, then refused to play, then he went to Houston, then he went back to Baltimore. Oh, my gosh. Now he's with the Cleveland Browns. 30 receptions, 357 yards in the first 2 months of the season with the Panthers, and then everything fell apart after that. And as we've been telling you about, the Commanders agreeing to terms with Matt Gay, a $4-plus million guarantee said to be worth a one-year $5 million deal, and they've released Zane Gonzalez. Tonight in the Stanley Cup playoffs, it's Ottawa-Toronto game five of that series. The Leafs up 3-1 at 7 o'clock. New Jersey looks to avoid elimination in Raleigh against the Canes at 7:30. Meanwhile, Minnesota and Vegas are tied 2-2. Game five of that series at 9:30. And the nightcap is Edmonton-Los Angeles, also tied 2-2 at 10 o'clock. And that's what's trending.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Jay Woods matched up against him. Quarter blitz and drones. Got it free to Jalen Lane with running room. Taken off for the end zone and a score. 53 yards.
All right, that's Jalen Lane taking it to the house on the Virginia Tech Hokies Radio Network, which you can often hear on 106.7 The Fan, sometimes here on the Team 980, depending on scheduling and all that good stuff during the college football season. And Jalen Lane, a big part of that. And let's be honest, because of the stadium announcement yesterday, we just didn't get a chance to talk much about the draft class. To me, I'm not going to say that was the best pick, but certainly that was the most intriguing pick for me and the most exciting pick for me. What you might be able to turn Jalen Lane into. Here's a dude who started his career at Middle Tennessee State. I was doing some writing for my guy Rick Snyder and Command Post Magazine last night. Played 3 years at Middle Tennessee State, last two at Virginia Tech. Has been, at least at Middle Tennessee State, was a all-conference kick returner, and a punt returner. At Virginia Tech, he really didn't do much in terms of the kick return, but he did in the punt return game, and certainly more last year than in his first year in Blacksburg. I think it was like 24 punt returns last year and only 5 or 6 in the year before that. Had a punt return for a touchdown, is a threat to break something almost every time his hands are on the ball, as you just heard there. And if he can help them in any way in year one, working presumably out of the slot, which is where he's most comfortable, with long speed, which is something you don't always see from inside the slot, so you could draw certainly matchup advantages with Terry's speed and with Debo presumably on the outside from the slot, where a guy's got speed to burn and he's taking on a nickel corner who, again, isn't always the fastest guy on the field and usually isn't. Usually he's more, you know, the slot corner has to be almost like more twitchy, more turny, more able to flip your hips, that type of thing. Usually you don't see, again, NFL offenses have changed and plenty of teams move their top guys inside. But most of the time, your traditional slot versus slot corner matchups are not guys with explosive speed. And I think Jalen Lane, while I wouldn't say he's got explosive speed, I would say he's got pretty darn good speed. And I do think there's a difference. But that being said, that was my most intriguing and maybe my favorite pick of the group. I mean, with all due respect to Connerly and Amos, I mean, clearly they're going to be expected on earlier and often and more. But I would say this. You know, and again, when you start to process things in your mind, yeah, they added Debo. Yes, they brought back KJ Osborne, which was a little bit of a surprise, being that they had him deactivated for 7 out of the 8 games he was here. But they lost De'Ami Brown, Olamide Zaccheaus, Jamison Crowder. They lost all of those guys or chose not to bring them back. You had to get some warm bodies that could run. And if you made the decision not to bring back Jamison Crowder, then you needed a punt returner. And you needed somebody to push Luke McCaffrey at kick return. And ideally, you need more juice for not only long passes, but again, short stuff, the horizontal passing game around the line of scrimmage, which we know Cliff Kingsbury loves, which we know modern offenses use a lot of. And if you can get Jalen Lane the ball quickly, and he reads it right, he can make one move and pop and sizzle after that. I sound like Adam Schein of SiriusXM. A
little pep and sizzle.
But my point being is Jalen Lane can not only help you as a punt returner and potentially competition for Luke McCaffrey at kick return, but he can also help you maybe not immediately in week one. Maybe they want to give him more time to get acclimated. Maybe he's not as good of a blocker on the perimeter, and I would certainly say, you know, that's an area of concern. Maybe that's not what they want to do with him right away, but I don't know. By like week 8, week 9, remember last year they got Luke McCaffrey, who was a receiver for literally 2 years in college. They got him involved in running routes, and he was open often early in the season, very early in the season, and then made a huge catch on fourth down in week 3 on Monday night against Cincinnati to set up a touchdown. They got him involved early. You play a couple of preseason games, presumably Jalen Lane will be healthy. You play an offseason program, you played 5 years of college, you play a full preseason, again, assuming that he's healthy, Jalen Lane's going to be involved in this offense to replace or offset probably the Olamide Zaccheaus role, I would think. Maybe even a little bit of the De'Ami Brown role. Now, again, it doesn't have to come down to one guy. That's why you brought back K.J. Osborne. That's why you have Luke McCaffrey in year two. That's why you brought in Deebo Samuel. That's why you have Terry McLaurin. But those are probably going to be, I would imagine, the top five guys. So to me, I think they got the most value out of Jalen Lane. Punt return, kick return, wide receiver, inside, outside. Runner with the football, jet sweeps, eye candy. I don't know if it's going to work out exactly the way I hope it will work out. But when I think about Jalen Lane, I think, hey, man, all right, let's do it. Let's go here. That's worth it. I was listening to Logan and Craig on the way home yesterday on Take Command. And, you know, he was talking about how the Commanders liked a bunch of those guys that were picked right ahead of Jalen Lane. And he went down the list. I don't even remember who it was. I can get you the names. And then, like, a bunch of guys that they supposedly liked and had spent time with and had invested resource in were not there anymore. And yet, theoretically and on paper, they wound up getting somebody that can help them in 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 4 different ways that I can identify. Let's get to Rob and Frederick as we talk about the Commanders. Matt Gay in the fold, Zane Gonzalez out, and as well reaction to the draft class. What's up, Rob? How are you?
First of all, the draft class, if you're not getting a deal that you're satisfied with, take the player that you want. I mean, but the kicker thing, maybe Peters thinks we don't have to kick 50-yard field goals with this offense. Maybe we only have to kick it between 30 and 40.
That's not a terrible concept and idea by any means. Now, listen, you're still going to have to kick occasionally, right? The offense doesn't buzzsaw through everybody. So you're still going to have to kick some 50s, but to your point, right, where was he the last 2 years? In Indianapolis, right? How good are the Indianapolis quarterbacks?
Not very well.
Okay. So that theoretically and logically means I got to kick more 50-yarders, right? Because we're more challenged. So to your point, that makes probably even more sense on the surface, and I'm kind of disappointed that I didn't think about that. So I'm glad you did, and I'm glad you brought it to the table, because you're probably right. Again, you can't guarantee that you're never going to have to kick a 50, or you can't operate like, oh, we got this on lock. We're never going to be in that position, so what do we need to worry about? Oh, of course you need to worry about it a little bit, but to your point, they're certainly going to have to be less exposed to it in Washington than you were in Indianapolis, or than he was in Indianapolis. And maybe that was part of the recruitment pitch.
And that's correct. And like I said, if you only have to do 650-yard field goals and he makes three.
There you go.
I mean, I can live with that.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, can you make me, four of six, please? Can you do four of six?
In reality, yes, yeah. You could.
Yeah.
But like I said, as long as he's in that 80% range, yeah, between that 40 and 10 range, I'll take it.
I'm with you. Excellent idea. I'm glad you brought the concept up, because I had not thought about that. Good contribution. Thank you, as always, Rob. Good to hear from you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Back in a flash on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
So, Washington, D.C. What do we want to talk about?
All right, let me give you something from NFL.com Draft IQ. We were talking about Jalen Lane and his athleticism and his versatility and how he could help and why he's the most intriguing pick. By the way, I think he'll be the most popular pick of the draft class. I don't think you guys will, you know, probably love and appreciate Josh Connerly and Trey Amos like they do. And that's fine. Unless Amos has four or five pick sixes or a bunch of interceptions, you know, he'll toil in relative anonymity. Maybe not quite that bad. But you guys are going to, I think, gravitate towards Jalen Lane. I think you guys are going to fall in love with Jalen Lane. I think you guys are going to want him so bad to succeed, because he can help you in easily identifiable areas. But I was looking at NFL.com's Draft IQ. This is a new service that they have this year. And, you know, they've been cranking up their analytics and between next-gen stats and all that stuff. Well, they did something that I haven't seen before. And they graded the most athletic draft classes. The most athletic draft classes. The way they defined it was an average score of the first seven picks. And, of course, again, the Commanders did not have seven picks. But the most athletic draft classes, Seattle was number one. Again, an average score of the first seven picks. So I guess that's the relative athletic score. I'm not sure. They don't really explain it that far. 84.7 for the Seahawks. Hey, at 83.7, number two. The Lions, number three, 81.4. The Patriots, number four, 80.4. At number five, the Washington Commanders, at 80.3. Of the most athletic draft classes. You don't think Jalen Lane's a big part of that athletic draft class? Yeah, he kind of is. Vikings, Packers, Bengals, Colts, Titans after that, all in the high 70s. Hey, Mac, I don't see your Giants. Can you help me out with that?
Yeah, I was wondering. I think there must be a typo there or something. Yeah.
Well, you know, there wasn't a typo there. I can promise you that. But the Giants did do well in another area, which I'll have for you when we return on the other side of 2 o'clock, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.